Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con.
And we're super excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's another Indiana one. This one is PopCon, Indie PopCon to be exact. And it's going to be in Indianapolis, again at the Convention Center.
Indiana Convention Center.
Right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
There you go. Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Your whole life can change in an instant. About 50 million adults in the United States have chronic pain, and because of a car accident, Robbie is one of them. In their marriage vows, Robbie and Sammy promise to stand by one another and provide strength when needed. And lately, they've been facing some of their biggest challenges. Join them as they share the ups and downs of living with chronic pain.
Just make that bigger. Okay, you ready? Hey guys, welcome back to the Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Robbie.
And what are we doing today?
Well, we are just kind of talking, giving you guys an update of what's going on. We don't really have a show. We're just going to have a candid conversation.
Candid conversation. Okay.
So a lot of things have been happening with me. I just started another pain management.
This is like your millionth doctor. And I don't even know where we're at.
Well, we're going to Orlando Health with this one.
Yes. It's kind of convenient because you got like five or six referrals from our primary care doctor, and they all are basically at the same location.
Yeah, I don't have to keep rolling around.
Yeah, and it's nice because everything's interconnected. So like your my charts and everything are all synced together. That's kind of
interesting. That's good. I'm not sure what to think about this pain management. They want to do injections and everything. I feel like... It's repeating. Like, the injections didn't help the first time around. And I'm just like, is this going to help the second time around? Dr. Thomas tells me I should do it.
I agree.
That's what I'm doing. I'm getting a scope done with my GI doctor.
Yes.
And, you know, I've only met with this guy 30 seconds.
It was the shortest one ever.
I'm getting... Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Dogs. Raven, sit down.
Get out.
You gonna kick her out now? Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, I'm getting a scope done through my GI doctor, right? I only met with this guy 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to put a tube down my throat. And I'm actually kind of worried about that because I don't know how good of a doctor he is. I don't know if he's had anything bad with him. And my track record with surgeons, it makes me a little worried.
I understand.
I mean, we had to wait a long time for the appointment. So
it was terrible.
I was already on edge for that. And then he's like,
so long.
After meeting you 30 seconds, let me just schedule a surgery for you.
Well, he wanted to schedule a scope because of what you complained about, which was stomach pain. And then you also have to get a CT scan done as well.
Yeah.
So, and a colonoscopy.
Yes. Well, thank you for, I wasn't going to mention that part.
I didn't know that we weren't allowed to talk about that.
But no, it's fine.
Obviously, yeah. It's not. I didn't know colonoscopies were off the list. So
No, I have to get
we'll cut this part out.
No, it's fine. I have to get a colonoscopy, too. And so that bothers me, too, because, again, I don't really know this doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, it's one of those things where I'm just like,
I get it.
He could have, you know, hung out a little bit more, let me ask more questions, but he was like very in and out. It's very impractical for a new patient.
I wouldn't say it, not impractical.
It's very impersonal. That's,
yeah.
And for a new patient, I would have been there. I would have taken my time. I would have answered more of my questions, left more in an impression.
I get it. Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It was very fast.
I will be checking up on this guy. I will be asking my primary care doctor what she thinks of him. But he just didn't leave for very first impression. He didn't leave a good impression. He made us wait in there almost an hour.
It was so long and exhausting.
We had to move into a booth that day for House of Mouse.
Yes, that was the same day. And we just wanted to go because we had stuff to do.
And I was like,
never again.
If he does not come within 15 minutes, we're leaving.
We're going to have to go. Yeah.
We were going to bounce out. And we were getting ready to leave. And then he walks in. And I was like, damn it.
But yeah, never again. No appointments days we have to go do something like that.
Getting back to pain management, Dr. Thomas is like, you know, with the injections, it could loosen up things. It could loosen up your muscles because
I haven't had them done in so long.
When you're in pain, your body doesn't loosen up. Mm-hmm. So even though I get treated by Dr. Thomas, it may not actually work because my body is always in flux.
Did you take that steroid that she gave you?
I did, yes.
Did you follow the instructions?
Yeah, I've taken it before.
Well, that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I didn't feel a difference.
Well, because she gave you a Medrol dose pack, and you seem to respond better to high-dose prednisone.
Okay.
Which Dr. Thomas has given you occasionally in the past, so.
But yeah, she gave me that. I didn't feel a difference. I took it, but I didn't feel a difference.
Okay.
So,
I wasn't sure if you took it or not.
They're doing all this stuff. It's not like, again, we're starting over. They're trying to figure out what's going on with me.
Yep.
They're looking at me like a blank slate.
Yep.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going in there for narcotics. I think if they would have started there, I think I would have been creeped out.
Yeah, just like handing you some pills. Yeah.
They did give us some narcotics forms to start filling out.
Yeah, I have to read through those and see what it's about. But we're going to basically be like, decline.
I think it's going that way.
Yeah, but we're...
Can't you see that?
But I know you're going to be like, I'm not interested.
If I wanted to, I have narcotics at home I could be taking.
Yeah,
like I still have super bottles.
Old leftover.
But I'm sure they still work.
Kind of. Once they're past the expiration dates... This is a more you know moment. You know, like NBC?
The more you know.
Yeah. Once your medications are past their expiration date, they may not work as effectively for you. And it depends on where you store them. Like, for instance, if you store them in the bathroom where I tell you not to store medications.
I don't store them.
Or if you store them in your car randomly. That's a lie because you don't store those in the car, but you do store some things in the car. So I'm just making a point. It also depends on how you store your medications, if they degrade faster. But past the expiration date, I cannot guarantee that they would work as well.
It'll still sell as well on the street if I wanted to sell them.
Okay, that's a nice thing to put out there.
We're going to cut this part out, but I'm just saying.
Obviously, you're not going to be doing that.
But anyway, is there anything you're like struggling with or anything like that? Anything you want to bring up?
Like, what do you mean?
Just in general. I mean, this is just kind of a candid conversation.
I mean, I'm ready to just, like, not work full-time anymore. I think that's where I'm at with my outlook on life. At least not doing what I do.
I thought you really liked it. Like, that's the reason why you went from CVS to this.
Well, I liked the specialty side because it was different. And, you know, you had to do more digging and like, not everybody's nice over there, but it was a little more variety. And where I'm at currently, it's not like the people that I work with aren't nice and, you know, the benefits are good, whatever. I like the insurance and stuff and PTO is okay. But it just, I spend a lot of my day doing the same thing over and over again.
You could be standing on your feet for 12 hours.
Okay. So if you don't want me to talk about how I'm feeling.
No, I want you to.
We'll just put a pin in it.
No, I want you to.
I feel like you just disregard when I try to talk about
it. I am just giving you both.
This is how I feel. I feel like if I try and do it, you just don't get
I'm giving you both sides of the coin. Keep going.
I don't need both sides of the coin. I already know what the other side is.
Okay. Keep going.
I don't want to talk about it. You make me feel like sometimes, like, I literally can't talk about what's bothering me because
I'm literally giving you an opportunity.
You're not even letting me talk now.
Okay.
And you disregarded what I already said. Like, I feel like I'm being blown off.
You
either want me to talk about it or you don't. You can't have it both ways.
This is what happens behind the scenes.
Mm.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Anyway, what I was trying to say is I work full 10-hour days and I'm on the phone for like 9+ hours every day. Just phone call, phone call, phone call, phone call. And it's draining for me.
No, I agree with that.
That's a lot. Like, my social battery is not in tune to this way of life of being on the phone and doing that many back-to-back calls. It's like being at a call center. It's draining. It's very exhausting in some days, especially when you reach like the last day of the week. It's just...
And
like,
you work 10-hour days.
Yes, which I prefer to do that than spreading it out over 5 days, because I think that would be worse to do 8-hour, you know, 5 days in a row.
And Ariel says the same thing. She's like,
yeah, but what she likes is that she doesn't always have back-to-back calls, because okay, when she and I talk about it, I'm like, literally, there's not a break. Like, it's call, 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 call. Sometimes on the weekend, it might be a little bit of a gap. Like yesterday, I had like 5 minutes or so in between some of the calls towards the end of the day. But during the weekdays, it's just call, 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 like just constantly calls. And so many of the calls are people nowadays, like I probably spend half my day talking to people about weight loss medications. And don't get me wrong, I get it, people. You know, you're trying to lose weight, be healthier, prevent diabetes. I get it, right? But it's just like, I have a person on the phone who's looking for recommendations for weight loss medications. Can you help? Yes. Bring them on the phone and they want to know about Wegovy and Zepbound. And then they want to ask me about Mounjaro and Ozempic. And I have to explain the differences to them.
Well, explain the difference to me because I don't know him.
Well, Wegovy, just like I do all day, Wegovy and Zepbound are approved for weight loss.
I would want to be on those.
You have to have a certain BMI percentage and also other medical conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes.
Don't I have high blood pressure?
High cholesterol. You do meet some of the criteria. I don't know what your BMI is, though.
I feel like I could get Dr. Jackson to sign off.
I don't think she would, honestly. She seems much more like do the diet and exercise thing than she does like here's a medication to treat it, in my opinion, but I don't know. Anyway, but we talk about those. And then they'll ask me about Mounjaro and Ozempic, which have the same ingredients, but they're approved for diabetes. So all day I'm explaining like, well, your insurance is probably not going to cover this. You don't have diabetes. But some people don't listen. And I just, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can have the doctor submit the prescription and get it denied. I tried to tell you my opinion, but, you know, that is what it is. And God forbid you try and suggest something that's not a once a week injection, because then some people just are like, my insurance doesn't cover anything. This is garbage. But they won't let me talk to them about the other options that they could look into. And if they have no weight loss medications covered on their plan at all, they just think that's complete bullshit. And I'm just like, okay, you can yell at us about it. That's fine.
People don't like the diet and exercise route?
No. And I know some of them will tell me like they've tried, they have other medical conditions. It's hard for them to lose weight. And I get it. But sometimes people are literally just calling in and it's like they're calling for like a spa recommendation. Like, yeah, I just want to talk to my doctor about it. Can you tell me the names of them? And I'm just like, do you need it? Like, or you just don't want to do the effort. I don't know what it is.
See, that's the thing with me is I do the diet and exercise and thing. I walk. I go on walks. But because of all my other ailments, I feel like it's harder for me to lose
weight. Yeah. And those people, like, I'm happy to answer your questions. But those people, I feel like who really need it, are much more open to the conversation, right?
And I agree with you.
With trying to be helped. But then there are some people who just get irate. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Your plan that you picked, that you signed up for through your job, through your whatever, the healthcare exchange, however you got this plan, it doesn't cover it. And there's nothing we can do about it at this point because it's not on your formulary. So you either pay thousands of dollars a month for it or you have to figure out something else.
Do people pay out of pocket for it?
There are some people, yeah.
Didn't you say it was like $1,500 a month?
Yes, you can get a coupon.
A coupon.
That takes like $500 off.
So it's like $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $12,000 a year.
It's, yeah, if you want to pay for it. There's compounding pharmacies now that make their own version of it. I don't know how much those are, but I've told people that sometimes. I'm just like, you know, if you really need it, this is another option, but I don't know what the cost is.
Is that like a pill you take?
No, I think they're still injections.
Gotcha.
But that's like so many of the phone calls. Like, it's the point where customer service reps know all the names, too. Like, wow. They just know what we're going to state. You know, I'm going to name this, this, and this to check for coverage. A, B, and C. And
what would you want out of a job? Like, what would make you happy?
I don't know. Just a break from not doing the phones all day. Because, like I said, it is exhausting. And then when you're getting yelled at for things that are out of your control, even though you can understand the frustration. Like, there is no one who is more scorned than a man who cannot get his Cialis or Viagra.
That's exactly where I thought you were going with this.
I have been screamed at more times than I can count by those men.
Really?
Yes. Very irate.
What do you do when people scream at you like that?
Like, you try and say what you can and can't do, apologize, but some of them don't care and just want to continue to yell. And I'm like, okay. Like the last one I had the other day, there was a supervisor, me, and then the guy. And the guy was basically like, I didn't want you to come on and tell me this. I wanted to know why A, B, and C, which had nothing to do with anything I could help with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay. And then the supervisor wasn't saying anything, but I'm like, I'm not replying to him anymore because he's just yelling at me for something that I have nothing to do with in this conversation. So, yeah.
Is it just dead air?
Yeah. It was very awkward for a minute.
And then
because I'm like, someone's going to talk and it's not going to be me.
So did the supervisor jump
yeah,
in?
Yeah, she took the hint. Yeah, and she came back. But yeah, you're doing that. And then, you know, I've been trying to think of my rants for Rant Radio and I have like a couple in my head. But one of them is that's more recently stirred back up is we as a pharmacy profession, pharmacists kind of suck. We don't band together. That's the whole problem with our profession, right?
Uh-huh.
And like the other day, I had to get a transfer. I gave a transfer. I think I had to give one out to another pharmacist. And this woman, when she got connected, like, again, a supervisor from my company called her and said, we need to give you guys a prescription transfer that was requested by a patient. So when this pharmacist came on, she proceeded to lecture me about how it was ridiculous that she had to wait 7 minutes on hold. And I'm just like, bitch, we're on together. Like, I am here now and you are now wasting everybody's time by explaining to me that you're upset that you had to wait 7 minutes on hold. Do you know how many times I've called CVS, Walgreens, any chain pharmacy, and we've just been waiting for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, extended periods. And you know what I never do? I never lecture the person that answers the phone. I'm always pleasant. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You know, we'll try and make this fast. Is there any way like we can get this as quickly as possible? Like I can fax it to you. You can fax it to me. Save everyone time. You know, like I'm going to work with you. If you like, I think it was yesterday when I was working, one of the pharmacists, he's like, I'm so sorry. Someone has a question for me. I need to step away. And I'm like, it's fine. I'm not going to yell at you. And he was just like, thank you for your patience. But you're doing your job. We're both at work, but I can sit here and wait on you. You have people staring at you. I get it. Go do what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the disrespect. Like, just.
Have you ever heard anything about the documentary coming out?
They're still working on it. They changed the name now. It's called Harmacy or The Harmacy.
Why did they change the name?
I think because now they're expanding out beyond just working conditions, I think. I'm not sure what all their directly involving, but I think they're also going to maybe look at like what's happened to patients and stuff too. I'm not sure.
I like the name. Would you like shots with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it catches
sounds like your, the McDonald's
it,
thing.
It catches your attention.
Yeah, but they've changed the
name. That is terrible.
Well, it's not your movie.
I know. I'm just saying.
We'll see what comes out of it. But at least they're out there still trying. But there's the APH, the American Pharmacists Association, was just in Orlando when you were at Indiana Comic Con. They had their big convention here.
Oh, you should have went.
Yeah, and paid like $500 to go.
Is that how much it would have been?
I looked out of curiosity and I was like, fuck that noise.
And what do you do into something like this?
You make work connections. And most people that go are sent by their corporations or their school pays for them to go.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not a lot of like us normal folk that are like, let me just spend all this money to go fuck around with some other pharmacists for the weekend. Like,
I agree.
We're not trying to spend all that money on there. But there were some big social media pharmacists that went that are big push, like they're pushing for improved working conditions. And one of them had a panel, and one of them got Bled Tano. She started the whole pizza is not working movement. You can look up, and I've talked about before. But she actually got removed by CVS security at their booth. So I don't know what she did. She hasn't mentioned.
Really?
She hasn't said the story, but she did post that CVS security removed her from their area.
Really?
CVS brought their own, by the way, CVS brought their own security to a
convention.
Pharmacist convention.
Wow.
That tells you obviously what kind of environment they thought they were stepping into. Just
So just the area. So she could still be at the convention.
Yeah,
just
she was removed from the convention. It was CVS's security, like for their booth area.
Wow.
Yeah, she was removed from the convention.
They're probably like, fuck her.
Yeah.
We do not like you. You're talking some bullshit about us.
Yeah, they probably don't. But I'm very curious to hear more of that story.
You think she's going to say it?
Yeah, I think she will definitely share it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
But I mean, that's just it. Like, it just feels like being like a pharmacist robot some days, and it's just tiring for me. Just talking to all those people day in and day out, and some of them are very pleasant. You know, don't get me wrong; it's not like everybody is rude all day,
right?
You know, and you try and just answer their basic questions, look at their prescriptions, give them advice, you know, whatever. And some people are super grateful; they're very nice, you know. But it's just very tiring.
Right.
It's just a lot of calls all day, every day.
No, I got you.
Yeah. And like I said, it just drains my social battery by the end of the week. It's just exhausting.
Well, I'm hoping the network will take off.
I know.
So you don't have
and
to
I like
do this.
Being, I like doing creative stuff, you know, like.
I mean, that's why I sign up for so many cons and everything, because I'm trying to promote the network. I'm trying to get us out there.
I know.
I do. We just got back from the Indiana Comic Con.
Yes.
We're going to Spokala. Spokala is one of our favorite shows, but I guess the show I'm having is all the stuff we got from there, I'm putting it towards this next show.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating me because
you're
just
cycling the money.
Because I want to put it towards the network. I want to buy other things. And, you know, we're not a clothing company.
Yeah.
We're a media company. I want to be known for us producing content. I want to be known for our podcasts. I want to get people subscribed. We have had, we've sold 3 subscriptions to our coming
That's
up network.
Cool. Yeah.
And we wouldn't have done that without being at the shows.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, the more people you meet, the better. And then you see people that start to recognize you.
I will tell you something. Yeah. People know the Boogeyman Pod. I was talking to people about the show, and they were like, we've heard of you. We've heard of
you.
I'm
surprised.
And I was like, we're all the way in Indiana.
That surprised
but
me.
But I've heard that from multiple people.
Cool. Yeah.
We've heard of you. We've heard of this. I think because we bring Michael Myers, we bring Ghostface. People put that on TikTok.
And yeah, we always bring them. They're a good draw.
Yeah, very much so. And,
yeah.
And people are always like, is that a real person? Is that a real person? And it's a good draw in.
Yeah, I like, yeah, it's a good way to get people to stop by and, you know, take selfies. And Robbie's always like, tag us, so that, you know, there's just more eyes.
You know, out of 10 people that I say, you know, please tag us,
like
only one does.
Yeah, but some people, they're really cool. Like,
yeah.
I know there's one person that you met. I mean, I wasn't there, but if I remember right, there's one guy that you met at the last con, and he did like a reel.
Yeah.
And he tagged not just us, but other vendors. Like, he was talking about all the things that he got at the Comic Con and specifically shouted us out. And I thought that was very cool. And then there was a different person that also posted about it, right?
Yeah.
I think there were two different people.
There's been a couple of people.
Yeah. And I always think that's fun. And we like seeing, like the social media posts and the stories and stuff. We think that's great. Yeah. And I liked it because, I was far away. So, and I was off for the weekend, but not in the lead up where I could have helped go set up and be at the booth. So
yeah, you didn't
for
have
me,
that
like
much
Saturday,
time.
I'm just like, what are we doing? Is anyone tagging us? And like, what are we posting?
We were
like,
so
trying to
busy
find out.
At the show. Mm-hmm. We did not have time. I didn't even broadcast.
Yeah.
We
so
were
anything,
so busy.
Anything I got that I could share or repost, from you guys, whatever was going on. That was me, like Saturday and Sunday, sitting all the way in Florida, like resharing, trying to reply to people, whatever, because posted a shirt. I had on a Hellraiser shirt when I went out on Saturday. So I tagged that one and, we're at the Indiana Comic Con. And yeah, trying to do what I could to help promote, because I know it's busy sometimes when you're at the con trying to do social media posts. And I usually do try and do that when we're there.
Ashley was like, oh, I'm going to do it.
She did a little bit at the beginning. I don't even think she did a lot. No, one thing you should know about Ashley. She is all full of good intentions and zero follow through. And she knows this. So I know I'm not disparaging her because we always talk about this. But yeah, she tries. But if I fall off on the social media posting, that the Pixie Dust Twins falls off on the social media posting. Like, it's
See,
just...
I don't have access to that one.
Well, but I don't mind you to have
I
access.
I used to, and then you guys were like, I don't like the way you post, so I just
you
gave up on it.
You post things that are not in my genre, in my vibe.
I post and I get general things for all the shows.
No. Like, you would go on there posting some other nonsense, and I'm just like, no, this is not what we do here on this page. But if you tag me as a collaborator, I will look at it. And if I approve it,
I don't necessarily
think
you approve every 99% of them.
No, there was only one recently that I was like, what is this garbage? I'm not posting this on our page. But yeah. Most I do. I will collaborate.
Okay.
This is so fucking rude right now. I can't believe this guy.
So,
but I like by the way, I like that on Instagram that's like a thing now where you can be like, be a collaborator with me. And then it makes it.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what I liked better was you can do the collaboration, which we can do between accounts, or you can post to multiple accounts, but it's much better to do the collaboration because it seems like the SEO or whatever is better that way.
Well, some of our accounts don't have the music account to them.
No. So
I don't know why. I don't know how to fix that.
It's because some of the ones, if it's a creator account, I think you're good. But if it's business.
So
it's one of the two, then it doesn't give you the music. So
what I do is I post from my personal account and tag Limitless to carry the song over.
Yeah. And that's the best way to probably do it because Instagram is stupid.
It frustrates me.
With trying to figure it out and the tags and the rules that they allow and stuff. Like, I just figured out how to start tagging products. I don't have a shirt on today. That's one of ours, but I just kind of figured that out the other day. Like, I feel like it's maybe we're just slow. I don't know. But I feel like I struggle sometimes with trying to understand how to use tagging and social media and keep up with it. We're getting old.
So another thing I'm working on is accepting people for who they are. And the reason why I bring this up is because I just got back from Indianapolis and I saw my sister, actually. And I don't think I told you this, but I saw one of my sisters and I had an agreement with her a long time ago that my dad passed away and he left me a table and desk. And I was moving to Florida and she was like, you can store it in my garage, send movers over, and then we'll send it down. Great. Cool. Did that. Movers came over and she sent him away.
Yeah.
She basically stole the table and desk from me. We've been going on for years about this. I actually stopped talking to her for a period of 5 years because of it. Because I was so distraught and emotionally distraught from this. And if you ask her, she'll tell you, I did not steal from you. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to what I said, accepting people for who they are,
mm-hmm.
I look at her and I think she's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her and I think she's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
And until she returns that stuff to me, I can't look at her any other way.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, after my dad passing away, I don't actually talk about my family a lot in this because I've had so much stuff happen with them. My life is better when I don't talk to my family, mm-hmm. besides my brother.
Josh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But her and her ex-husband tried to get me kicked out of school. My last year of college, they said I plagiarized, and I did not. I just had them fix a paper for me. They wanted money from me. I told them no. They got mad and contacted my school. And they had a big, court case about it. Mm-hmm. A hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would have found me guilty, I would have been kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to take a year off. And then I could apply for the last 6 months of it. And I already had a job set up and everything.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
I had 6 months ready to go. Then, do you remember the old laptops from Dexter?
Mm-hmm.
The gray ones from Mac? I had one.
Mm-hmm.
They stole that from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, you've given them so many mm-hmm. chances, and they keep doing the same things. So at some point in time, you have to look at them and say, you're never going to grow. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be that same person, no matter if I give you this chance or this chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically just done.
Yeah. It's not worth the energy.
It's not. You got to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conclusion I've came up with. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, I'm never going to get those stuff back. Mm-hmm. And if my dad was here, he would tell me it's just stuff.
Right. It's not that important.
It's not worth the hassle.
Mm-hmm.
So it means something, I guess, more to her than me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to kill our relationship. There's no coming back from it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is I look at her and I got to accept her for who she is.
Yeah.
But I'm also taking that experience and I'm putting it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Is this how they are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I'm working with,
mm-hmm.
what I'm working on now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, we're going to be going back to Indianapolis several times, and she lives there, and mm-hmm. she follows me on social media. But I'm not going to reach out to her
mm-hmm.
because she knows what she did. She stole from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, it's not worth the energy, you know?
Yeah.
Because you put too much energy into something that's negative. And it's better to just
let
focus
it go.
On your positive things.
This happened before when I was on a lot. I was high on a lot of prescription pills.
And that was a fun time.
Really hit me harder.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm sober, which I am, I can say, yeah, it affects me. But it doesn't affect me to what it did back then.
Yeah.
Thank and goodness. I can think of it as, yeah, it really sucks.
It does.
But I can say it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't wish any ill will towards her. I mm-hmm. want her to be successful, but I just can't do it. Emotionally, we've hit that wall where I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
I know who you are. You're never going to grow. And mm-hmm. I can't do another step with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I guess I'm telling our listeners to evaluate people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is very short. And if somebody is taking away from your happiness, mm-hmm. they're probably not the people to be around.
That's true. Yeah.
And from this trip, I realized, you know, she's just not it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, after my dad died, our family died. And I only talked to really a couple people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't talk to her, nobody will.
That's crazy to think about.
And if you put that in perspective, she has her kids, mm-hmm. but outside like her brothers and sisters, I was the only one that talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
And if I stopped talking to her, She has no one. Mm-hmm. And if she's willing to let that go, what kind of a person do you think she is? Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not bashing her. I'm letting you know my journey on this. Mm-hmm. I want to fill it in.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And that's kind of a reason why I wanted to do an episode like this, is because I have so many like thoughts going on in my head. Mm-hmm. We don't actually get to have conversations like this too much. I ask you about it, and sometimes you say I don't let you talk, and I always want to fix things. I'm a fixer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes I just want you to shut up.
And I'm getting that. I'm understanding that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you just want to talk. I'm always like, okay, where's my gun? Let me go fix something.
So dramatic.
You remember when you were working at CVS and it got robbed, and the motherfucker set it up? Mm-hmm. When I was lifting, I actually gave him a ride and didn't recognize him. Mm-hmm. If I would have recognized him, I probably would have had words with him. Mm-hmm. But I was like, after he got out of my car, I was like, he's the guy that set up the CVS. Mm-hmm. But it was so long, I think he knew who I was.
No, probably.
But I bet he was just like, hopefully he does. And I didn't, you know, people coming and going. Mm-hmm. I didn't really pay attention.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. I'm excited for PopCon. I'm excited for River Wrestling Con.
Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside.
River something.
We're going to be at a
wrestling. We'll know it before. We'll tell you about it. We're a little closer to June. Are you going to look it up now? So yeah. So right now, the PopCon is coming up at the end of April. And then there's a break where we will.
So it's not River City Wrestling Con.
River City. That's.
And it's in St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine. That's in June.
And Peanut actually referred me to this one.
So if you're seeing the video kind of up behind Robbie, you can see a little bit. There's a some artwork up there. It's this creepy Mickey. Peanut. We bought that off of Peanut last time, and he also gave us a coaster because he's just ridiculously nice. But please check out Custom Creations. It's with a K. Custom Creations, 2 Ks by... Is it just by Nut? I don't think it's Peanut. I think it's by Nut.
I think it's by Peanut. Peanut?
Anyway, I'll try and put that in the show notes too. Yeah. But please check out his stuff. He's an insanely nice guy, and he makes very cool wood carvings. And he has not yet been on the Pixie Dust Twins. I'm figuring out when I want to release his episode.
Have you listened to the audio?
But not for that one.
Do you understand where I think the mic was off?
Yeah, I could hear it a little bit in the one I just posted with Lizzie.
Did you try to fix that at
all? It wasn't that bad with Lizzie, but I'll have to see how the other ones sound when we get there.
That's why I went out and bought a new mic, because I was like, our mic. I mean, we're having a candid conversation with you guys because this is what we do. Mm-hmm. We're letting people know us a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a few request for something like this, because we always come on here and we say, oh, we're working on this, we're working on that. Mm-hmm. But we never give you guys a glimpse of behind the scenes.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I really like prepping for cons, but they're a lot of work to do on top of regular job stuff.
Right.
Sometimes. So, I mean, between
Ashley was saying it's like being at a kiosk trying to sell something.
Yeah. When you're physically there, it's fun, but it's also tiring. And getting all this stuff there is, you know, like he does a lot of it. Cause I like what part I do when I do like the custom masks and stuff, because at least I can sit and watch TV, and I like doing arty things. So, you know, it's more fun for me in that way. But also, there's extra steps I got to do, like put sealer on it and try and make sure everything is dry and packed nicely. And then when we get there to the con, trying to set up is just, I like setting up because it's also like kind of an art form, is like, okay, we're visually working together. How is this going to look? Where are we putting things? And then executing it is when I'm just like, please God, just kill me sometimes.
Packing up is the hardest.
And then when you go to pack up, you're just like, fuck this. I'm just going to leave it here and go home.
Because you're so tired.
At the end of the weekend. Oh. Yeah.
I put out a lot of energy because I talk to everybody. I don't sit down. I try not to sit down unless I'm in really bad pain. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes I get so bad, I'm just like, I got to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
But I try not to sit down. Mm-hmm. I see everybody at the con, like the vendors, and they always stay behind their desks or behind the tables. And I'm just like,
out and about.
You got to get out in front of them. Mm-hmm. You can always tell at a con who needs to be there because of how hard they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do that at every con we go to. Mm-hmm. I try to. So at the Indiana Comic Con, I had two people try to pitch me shows. And I understand what agents and celebrities go through is they wanted to get, jump on the network. And I'm busy. I'm selling things. I'm just like, you have 30 seconds. Go.
That's nice.
And people are just, they hung around. And I'm not mad about it. Just read the room. I was so busy selling things because we're an independent media station studio. We do these booths to have a revenue so we can produce shows and pay hosts and pay for websites and everything like that. And when people take you out of that, it's hard to get back into it.
Anything like that is probably best done via email or Instagram.
I told them, I was like, shoot me an email or text me on Instagram. They have not done it yet. So clearly the show was not that important. If I really wanted to pitch a show, I would have gotten it done the next day. After the con, I would have been like, hey, you and I met. I would would remind you how you and I met. I wanted to pitch this. That's just me, though.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I mean, even though I struggle with when Ariel asked me, she was like, "What? How do you do it?" Because I have chronic pain and everything like that. If I stop, if I don't focus on the fact that I want to be successful, I would never be able to do this. My chronic pain would debilitate me. Like, I would just lay in bed all day.
That's true.
But because I want to be successful, because I there's still a level of success I want to personally reach, I still keep going.
Yeah.
And that's my drive. Well, I'm, you might say I'm even too focused sometimes where I'm just like, this is all I'm thinking about. But
do you know, like, basically every time we're together, we talk about the booth or something?
Well, I try not to do that.
I think it's literally every time we're together.
Well, I try to be like, let's talk us about something else.
I mean, I don't mind it. But I think that's like 90% of our conversations.
Because booths, and I think you're in agreement, you want this thing to succeed as well.
Yeah.
We've put in so much time and effort and money into this thing that it has to succeed. There's no doubt about it. You know?
No, I agree.
This is our plan A and B. It's taken a while to get to this journey. I mean, we started out as like, oh, I wanted to produce commercials. I think the network, that will be soon come. But I think the podcast shows are great.
Yeah, and I like doing the podcast shows. Sometimes it's like a lot of work, but I like doing them.
I think we're getting to the point now where we're going to start hiring people to like sell advertising.
That's cool.
That's our next step.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides going to the cons, I think we have to get that line of revenue in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think, wouldn't you agree, that's the next progression of things?
Makes sense, yeah.
And that's where I've been kind of like, okay, I'm coming up with an ad sheet. So, I know this kind of sounds counterintuitive, like, we're not talking about chronic pain issues on here.
Yeah.
But we're having a candid conversation to you guys of what's life is like for us, what we talk about on a normal basis.
Yeah.
Giving you a look behind the curtain, you know.
Yeah, and it's just a lot going on right now.
I mean, I'm excited for PopCon. I'm excited for Spookala. But it's just, I think the hardest part is I'm taking the money from this into that. And I didn't really want to do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Well, I think we're starting to get into a rhythm, though, of sales and stuff, you know, what people are looking for,
yeah,
all that jazz.
Things are starting to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I think so. From where we were a year ago, that's pretty fast.
Do you remember our very first booth?
It was terrible.
When I said, oh, we're going to do this. You didn't even know what we were going to do, but I was like,
this makes no sense.
We're going to do this.
I was like, I don't get it.
And then we literally had three shirt designs and our podcasting.
And I remember when we moved in there, because it was like nothing that we had to bring in, right? And I was just like, oh, this is so tiring. And now when I think about the way it was in a year ago to now, and I'm just like, well, that Sammy would have been like, are you fucking kidding me right now with all this stuff we have to move? Because back then it was much easier to move the stuff. And we had one mannequin and, like you said, like three shirt designs.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wasn't anything.
We're not doing Spooky Empire in May. That would have been our year show.
It would have been, but we cannot make it to that one.
Ashley's getting married.
Yes. So it's Ashley's fault.
So if you want to donate to her wedding, let us know.
Donate to her wedding.
Hit us up on Instagram. You can
donate to her wedding. Oh my gosh.
She's going to go on a honeymoon. So
don't do that. That's
insane. Taking donations for her.
Please do not do that. That's ridiculous.
But.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, this is a different kind of show for us.
Yeah.
I kind of got this idea from Jason and his wife, Candid Conversations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That would be a good show to implement on us, because we talk to you about the shows, we talk to you about, you know, what's going on, but we really don't talk to you about what's really going on with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know how much you're going to leave in. Like, are you going to leave the whole episode in? Or are you going
to? We'll see when I get to editing it, what
makes the final cut.
Or is cut out. Yeah. And speaking of Jason, we did interview him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful he came on.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be great.
Yeah, it's a great episode. It's going to release after this one, because sometimes you got to figure out the order.
So,
which is my constant struggle with everything but the Pixie Dust Twins.
I'm worried about Jessica, though. She was struggling the other day.
I remember we talked to Jessica at the beginning of the year, and she's been posting some videos on TikTok that are not as funny as she normally does. She seems very upset about something going on. And yeah, I wanted to send you that last video, and I didn't know if you wanted to touch base with her, because you've been there with doctor struggles and things. So
I told her we're going to have her back on.
So sad.
I did comment on the video to tell her to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure not just me, but everybody's been there when you get really bad news from a doctor and you're just like,
yeah,
what do I do now?
She's already having some issues with having to find some new doctors, and I feel bad for her. It sucks.
So if you're going to listen to this, Jessica, I think you do. Stay up. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. Like, that's why I always send you if I see her video, because I don't want you to miss it. You know what's going on with her.
I try to stay up to date to see with her.
Mm-hmm.
I get so busy, but I try to make it a point that I know what's going on with her.
Because yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I want nothing but success for her.
Yeah, I agree.
So stay up. We know it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Hopefully you guys, I'm assuming you're done.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. I'm actually getting hungry. I'm ready to go get some dinner.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys want more episodes like this, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, just let us know, because it's just off the cuff.
I just kind of wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So
Just a little chat.
Please like, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Definitely share this video. Helps out the network.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of you, we'll see you at Spooky Empire. Or not Spooky Empire.
Spookala.
PopCon. And River Wrestling.
River City.
City Wrestling.
One day we'll get it right. Pretty sure it's River City.
Yeah, it's River City.
Yeah.
So those are our next big cons.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys.
We'll see you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain with Robbie and Sammy. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the Limitless Podcast Network's own channel, Instagram, and all things social media. And we'll see you all real soon.